Last time on House of Annihilation, our pirate heroes make their escape from the Grung encampment and its thorny maze. Now, presented with new information about the jungle, they must make their hardest decision yet.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Liana Cervana, the Elf Beastmaster.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm playing as Cranston Thorne, the Half-Elf Bard.
My name's Alex, and I'll be playing as Horik Jones, the Human Fighter.
I'm Christina, and I'm playing Douglas, the Ganassi Evoker.
I'm Trevor, and I'll be playing Rai Vin Osbong, Half-Elf Barbarian.
I'm Schubert. I'll be playing Ferul of Ferul and Gondolo, Adventurers and Guides Extraordinaire.
And I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master. If you like what you hear today, be sure to subscribe for more content, rate us on iTunes, and head on over to our Facebook and Twitter. Tell us what you thought. Roll on. It's a sunny morning in Port Nyanzaru, and the streets, as usual anytime the rains have paused, is awash with people moving about their daily business. There's less joy than the last time we were here, however. The gaily colored pennants and flags that stream from every building seem muted and unlaundered in the sunshine. Their edges are frayed with neglect and tinged with splashes of mud. Chultans and foreigners alike have downcast eyes that avoid meeting each other's gaze. A meat vendor, with a few sparse skewers of beef roasting over coals, argues with a customer over the price, and a troop of scurrying and whooping, flying monkeys drop from the stall roof and snatch up a skewer. The vendor curses and shouts, "Ah, you bastard monkeys!" But it's too late. The monkeys are long gone. We follow the monkeys as they leap and glide from stall to stall, knocking displays over and running up the sides of buildings to frolic on the rooftops. One of the monkeys slows down, listening, as the others scurry onwards towards the harbors. It listens to the air, hearing some vibration on an unknown frequency, and takes flight, swooping above the streets towards a tower on the edge of a hilltop overlooking the markets. It ducks inside a tiny window and disappears into the dark interior. A few moments later, the monkey reemerges, now with a leather bundle tied to its chest. It takes flight, loses altitude suddenly, attempting to adjust the weight of its parcel. For a tense moment, it looks like it'll plummet, but then the tiny creature's wings catch an updraft, and its trajectory smooths out. It makes a few quick circles of the tower, then speeds off, south, towards the jungle. A single blue-skinned grung comes out and comes over to you. This is one of the shaman's acolytes. It burbles and croaks at you for a little while and then starts pointing in a southerly direction.
Ferul brings the grung the map.
The grung looks at it for a little bit, sort of inspects it, takes the pen, and about 8 days south of where you are now, circles a little area and draws a snake on top of a pyramid. It shakes your hand. It's gross and webby and kind of slimy. And then...
ew.
It disappears back into the thorn maze. You still hear some moaning and groaning from zombies.
Yeah.
You hear some grungs like ribbiting and calling to each other inside the maze.
Yeah.
But
doesn't sound like they're coming through.
It doesn't sound like they're coming through.
Okay.
Either way, let's get away from here. Yeah. First off, maybe set up camp like a mile away or whatever.
Higher ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so make a survival check to get yourself somewhere.
Just away from the frog people.
21
is plenty good. You find yourself a nice big baobab tree with a nice big root structure that you can kind of hide inside.
Perfect.
So you have some options now. Needles Bones is out there. Ferul and Gondolo seem like that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've been told by Dragonbait that the Oracle is 20 days to the west.
Yeah.
The Grung, one of Crook's acolytes, came and told you that there's something.
The snake on a pyramid.
Maybe 8 to 9 days south of where you are.
We have a lot of questions and very few answers, and the Oracle would be the way we can get some answers.
Yeah,
so that is my vote.
So I think you guys would probably would put it to a vote at this point, which direction you wish to go. Gondolo throws up his hand. All those who think Port Nyanzaru, hands up.
No. Needles Bones, then Port Nyanzaru.
If it's on the way.
It's 4 days away, and then we go back.
All right, fine. Needles Bones and then Port Nyanzaru. Gondolo and Ferul's hands shoot up.
And Zongo's horns.
They're always up.
Zongo does not get a vote.
Three horns, so three votes.
No.
They don't get votes.
Yeah,
we have paid them to come with us.
Yeah. Zongo gets a vote because he does his new choice.
Zongo gets a vote. Ferul and Gondolo do not.
This is correct. Yeah. Okay.
Well, then Zongo should get 2 rounds.
No. Just because he's bigger doesn't mean he has more.
All right. Okay. The Oracle.
Lee puts up her hand.
Rai puts up his hand.
Horik puts up his hand.
Douglas puts up his hand.
Except Granson puts up his hand.
Right. So it is unanimous.
All right.
That's not unanimous, but no, it's definitely Zongo. Majority. Yeah.
No, it's unanimous because they don't get votes.
All right, because they didn't pay. They didn't pay.
We could still leave.
Yeah, you guys get a really strong feeling that that's exactly what Gondolo wants to do. You got the really strong feeling that he is kind of done with this whole adventure thing. He wants to, like, basically beeline it back. I don't like the wet. I don't like the bugs. I don't like undead. Zongo's okay, but I'm not a big fan of dinosaurs. I really don't like being wet all the time. Did I mention that it rains constantly out here?
You can go back.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing, Gondolo. And you know I love you, bro.
I love you too.
Aw. We hug it out.
Bros for life.
But... It's going to be so dangerous for you to go back on your own. Like, I'm legitimately scared for you that you're not going to be able to make it back.
You wouldn't come with me?
I got to find my treasure, man. I told you, like...
Well, yeah.
I can't go back.
We can
broken, desolate.
We can do your thing on the way. I'm okay with that. Like...
Rai pipes up and says, Ferul, isn't your treasure right in front of you?
Gondolo's been here the whole time.
Let's get some fan art.
He's got like
ship it.
He's got like
some fanfic going.
Some teary eyes going on. I'll leave it up to you, I guess. I don't want to be alone.
Well. Then come with us.
All right. I'll go. I'm not.
Yay!
I'm not putting Zongo in any danger.
Lee is not cheering.
Yeah. Rai also points out that we're not going in the direction of treasure. We're going in the direction
of
an oracle.
Why would you point this out? They don't even know.
They know they were here the entire time. Unless
they
they're...
forgot already.
Is Ferul and Gondolo planning on going to, like, this, what was it, the crossbones thing?
Needlebones. That's where we want to go, because that's where the treasure's at, yeah?
But if we don't go there, what would you do?
The treasure you heard about in, like, some kind of drunk bar situation.
Like, what it sounds like, the group
doesn't
want to
go. I have a really good feeling
there.
About it, and I've always trusted my gut, and it's always worked out, so.
What would Ferul do? Would he go with Gondolo to Needle's Bones, or would he continue the quest with the adventurers?
What if we could promise there would be treasure later?
Presuming that there's probably treasure.
Make a bluff
either
check
way.
On that.
Does that thing is a lie?
There will be treasure. Yeah. We get treasure if we complete the quest from Syndra.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be nice to just split the treasure between just the two of us and not have to worry about all these assholes.
If we want to convince them that they should come with us, we just need to kill them, because then we have to complete the quest to resurrect them.
It's a little messed up.
Yeah. Oryx considering it.
It's dark.
Okay, bye.
I'm also perfectly fine with them leaving, if that's what they want.
I thought we wanted or you guys.
We're going to, like, we'll take Zongo, but.
I don't think
no, we won't.
Look, you can have them on weekends.
No, they just give us the rest of the deposit back and we'd be on our, ways.
Deposit.
We'll take it out of the dinosaur.
Whoa.
No, we won't.
I thought you were an animal lover, yeah.
We'll take the dinosaur.
No,
as payment.
You won't. I'm sorry.
I'm not parting with Zongo. You're just going to put him in danger. You're going to want to go and fight something. At least if I go with him and you guys,
I'm just
then
curious
I
what
can
you were expecting when we came out here.
I thought we would go like 4 or 5 days, find some ancient ruins. It would be like 2 snakes.
We paid you for 30 days.
Yeah, and I was looking...
30 days advance.
I was looking forward to keeping all of that after we successfully cleared the jungle 4 days later.
Should we just cut our losses?
I'm insulted by...
Rai is comfortable with cutting
I'm tired of, like, sitting on this.
Yes.
Oh, again, I'm totally fine with him leaving. I'm just the remaining 10 days of deposit.
Hork was ready to leave him behind before we met up with him.
What do they have on their person?
I mean, probably no money, but they could give us 10 days worth of gold worth of insect repellent. And we'll be on our way.
We'd happily take that.
Something like that.
right.
Yeah, I mean,
there's just the promise of gold, but if you don't want gold and treasure, then this is where we're going to part ways. Price.
What do you think, Furl?
Yeah, we don't. It's not like we want you guys to die or anything. For sure, we're for sure, especially you, Douglas.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Seem like such a cool guy.
Give you a good old pat
and
on
you,
the back.
Liana.
Amy.
Lee.
Not my type.
Shut down.
Goes more for the immortal sort.
I go for non-cowardly.
Hey, I was super non-cowardly in like every fight. I basically charged in.
I remember you tending to Zonga when we were fighting the vines like a lot.
Yeah, that's because I'm a compassionate person.
I understand that, but there's a time and a place.
Look, he's a nice guy. Just give him a chance.
One date. I get to pick the place.
Right. The jungle.
The Oracle, yeah.
It's about 10 days out. Or no, 20 days out.
Yeah.
So Ferul and Gondolo together
are going to go to Needles Bones.
With Zongo are going to go to Needles Bones. Okay. We're going to give these guys some candles for the bugs.
Perfect.
I don't think we like have anything else.
Not really.
No, like, give that's or fine. Anything like that, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then we're gonna go find a sweet dragon treasure, and we'll be back in Port Nyon Zero, and hopefully we'll see you guys later, and we'll be filthy rich, and maybe you'll find a cure for something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till we run into them again in the jungle, and they're all haggard and shit.
So
we can't find our way out.
Yeah. How much do you want to bet they go the wrong direction?
You guys bed out. You rest for the evening. So morning comes, and with it the sound of morning creatures, birds squawking, monkeys up in the trees. You actually... and a goat, apparently.
A jungle goat.
A jungle goat. You guys see off in the distance some swooping flying monkeys going tree to tree. And Ferul and Gondolo say their goodbyes to you. They strap up the cart on Zongo. They give you whatever gear you feel comfortable with carrying.
I'm sorry, Horik. You're going to have to carry around a ladder.
Yeah, the ladder's yours. I leave it behind.
Hey, we got a ladder.
And
there's your treasure. Now you can go home.
We'll treasure it always.
And they ride off into the jungle to the northwest.
You said they had northwest. Okay, Needlebones is to the northeast, but...
They get like 20 meters, and then Ferul's...
And then you see them like turning the map in their hands, like, oh,
You just see Ferul and Gondolo get in like a huge argument, 20 feet in front of you.
I just yell, Ferul!
That way!
That's what I'm telling him!
All right, I'm not even going to look at the map anymore, you do it. And they're gone.
He looked at the map.
Farewell.
Dragonbait also says his farewell, he's heading back north.
Hey, he smells his farewells.
He gives you some waves, shakes everybody's hands.
Just ignore that completely.
All right.
Yeah, as he's leaving, you smell roses and wood smoke. Okay. Sploosh. So you guys are heading west. In the absence of guides to make the survival checks for you,
good luck.
You now have to not get lost within the jungle. We haven't been doing this in the open before, but basically I was secretly rolling for rules checks, and you guys would basically follow the route that he was comfortable with. So now, Rai is your jungle navigator as opposed to your ocean navigator. You have passed the check for the day, so you are 100% confident in your current whereabouts.
Yep.
But of course, the jungle has many dangers.
Mm.
Do you run into any? Massive. Roll a d20.
Oh,
I got a 1.
Day 1 passes without event.
We will camp at this sunny, nice glade.
Oracle, we're on our way.
We know that it is 20 days to get to Oralunga.
19
so
more rolls.
20 d20 rolls.
Oh my god. 14.
Okay, give me another one.
8.
Nice.
Okay, keep going.
Keep it low.
7.
Yeah.
5.
Yep.
5.
Yep.
15.
At this point, you guys have come out of the jungle and you're entering Aldani Basin. Aldani Basin is this huge, misty plateau covered with marshy swamplands and lakelands. In the distance, you can see some breaks in the jungle where it seems like some rivers come off of the Aldani Lakes into the jungle heading north. There are tall plateaus, walls of dense foliage enclosing everything. It's not something where you can see for tens and twenties and thirties of miles because of that foliage, because of that mist that's clouding the area. But you do get a lot better of an idea of where you are compared to being inside the jungle.
Cool.
Go ahead and give me some more rolls. We're making our way.
Might be able to see dangers a little better too from a distance.
2.
Okay.
4.
Yeah.
19.
Just keep
on the 10th day of your travel.
Halfway there. It's not bad.
Yeah. We die.
It seems a bit.
Roll me a percentile.
Oh no. Oh, percentiles are never good.
30.
You guys are trudging through this marsh. You're about knee deep in the water. In the area that you're in, there's a few of these like highland spots where you can see a little more of like a rocky, solid ground sticking up in a few different spots surrounded by the marsh. And there are these great big palm fronds type plants. They look like anything you've ever seen. They look like this one singular leaf pointing vertically up out of the swamp. And attached to some of them are these small berries. And eating those berries are all these little slugs.
Oh, gross.
These look to be like a pitted type of fruit. You think probably safe to eat, and you see that these slugs are gnawing on them, and these slugs themselves, if you were in desperate straits, would be an okay source of protein.
Those slugs themselves?
Yeah. Liana, what's your passive perception?
14.
Knowing that you're low on food, you start gathering up some of the berries at least, and you come around one of the fronds, and you see this one that looks a little bit different. It's got all these different ridges on it, and it's kind of more of an orangey color. And connected to it is a dinosaur. And it rushes at you.
Like,
yeah, roll initiative.
Douglas got a 4.
Okay.
14.
Liana got a 14.
Rye got a 22.
Rye got a 22. Cranston.
Cranston got an 8.
Horik.
11.
Rye, you're the quickest to react. You see suddenly these palm fronds come alive as hidden in among the plants. These Dimetrodons start charging at you.
How big are they?
They're about man-sized. They're like alligators, essentially, with these big fins on their back to catch the sun.
Rye grabs Lee and pulls Lee back from the gaping maw of this monster.
You're giving Leanna sort of like a defend sort of action, so you can give a +4 to Leanna's AC for the next turn. Leanna, you just got pulled out of the way to snap.
You're welcome.
Lee pulls out her longbow, takes aim, and fires.
Okay. You guys see that frothing through the marsh, there are 6 Dimetrodons.
10 to hit.
10 misses. Horik, you're next.
Horik is going to take a swing at the nearest dinosaur.
Yeah.
20 to hit.
Hits.
5 damage.
That was your pickaxe?
That's my flail.
Your flail. Flail smashes into the side of the Dimetrodon's head as it comes snapping at you. The Dimetrodons are going to go. The first one's going to attack Horik, trying to go for a bite. 21 to hit.
Here we go.
5, 7 piercing damage. Second Dimetrodon is going to go after Liana. Remember that you got a bonus to AC.
Oh, you just crit on me.
Crit. Rolling damage.
You're a bad person.
17 damage.
Goodness.
Crits. Bites right into an artery. You're gushing blood.
Whoa.
Does Rye get hit with a 15?
Nope.
Does Cranston get hit with a 15?
Nope.
Does Douglas get hit with a 14?
Yes.
Bite. 11 damage.
Damn, bro.
That was 5. Last one. It's going to go for Douglas again. Uh-oh. Douglas, you got to get back out of there. It hits. 7 damage. Cranston's turn.
All right. Cranston reaches out and bestows.
Curse.
Oh, that's not bad. 15 hit points.
Oh,
back,
wow. Thank you.
All right, Douglas, 15 hit points back.
And then he blows a mighty toot on his horn. let's give Liani a D6.
You. Douglas, it's your turn.
I step back.
you can definitely use a move action to step back.
I'm going
back
to
also.
Not just use a move action, but I will use Expeditious Retreat.
Nice.
I cast that to take a dash action now and as a bonus action for the duration. I'm going to also freeze the fuck out of this water in front of me.
Give it to me.
Shape water?
Okay.
Douglas freezes the water around these.
Around the Dimetrodon?
Yes.
So you have like a meter by 1 meter kind of cube
it's
area?
5 cubic feet.
5 cubic feet, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little more than a meter. So it's frozen. It's going to make a strength saving throw to break out of the ice.
And with my dash, I'm going to swim away.
Sure. So the Dimetrodon struggles against the ice, and it is currently stuck.
Nice.
So it's on ice.
Nice.
We are back up to Rye.
Three people have been bitten. So that means that three people are engaged with
dinosaurs.
You can
see Lee bleeding pretty profusely.
Yeah, yeah, Cranston has kind of stepped back from his Dimetrodon a little bit. Liana, Rye, Horik are still right up against Dimetrodons.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the same mindset as Douglas, as to sort of like get away from these because they outnumber us.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
I want to basically try and do the same thing that I did before with Lanny and grab Lanny and sort of like shift.
So you're just going to continue to give her a bonus?
Yeah, I want to continue to shift Lanny and to try and like get away myself.
Okay, so you guys are backing away.
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
Lanny's going to drop her bow and take out her swords the next turn. She looks angry though, more than anything. I just want to take a swing at one of them and see.
You
want
to stay and fight? You don't want me to shift you away?
I'd rather we stand our ground.
All right. Raya's like, all right. Pulls out the rapier and sort of like lunges forwards to attack.
Okay.
One of the Dimetrodons. 23.
Definitely hits.
Yes.
Give me some damage.
11 piercing damage.
That's pretty good. You can see that it's like, that goes like into its shoulder kind of joint. And the Dimetrodon is severely hampered by that. It's kind of doing some limping. It's snapping at you. It looks panicked from that attack.
Perfect. Right.
Next we have Liana.
The one that Rai just hit, I assume, is nearby me since I'm right beside Rob.
Yeah, you guys are kind of...
Is there another one as well?
Yes. Okay. You guys have two in front of you.
I'm going to try to take out the one that Rai just hit.
Sure.
So Lee swings at that one.
Yeah.
20 to hit. Yeah.
Yep.
11 damage.
You chop through its neck and it slumps down into the swamp dead.
All right. With a fierce look in her eyes, she swings at the next one. 17 to hit.
You hit.
10 damage to that one.
Again, another one of those staggering hits. It looks like it's pretty hurt by that.
All right, Town, take her down. What? Town jumps out from behind me and does one attack. 24 to hit.
Definitely hits.
Town does... Oh, only 5 damage.
Town clamps down on the Dimetrodon's neck, starts to shake. There's that bardic inspiration. Go ahead, roll it.
6.
Oh, and you hear a crunch.
Yes.
As the creature's spine snaps.
Nice.
Town purrs with satisfaction. Horik.
Horik's gonna take a swing with his flail. 15 to hit.
Hits.
9 damage.
You can see that this one's staggered as well. Go ahead, do your second hit with your... And that misses.
Yeah.
That's a natural one. As your pickaxe slashes past its sail, it's gonna try and latch onto your arm. It gets a 19 to hit. You're gonna take 11 piercing damage as those jaws clamp down.
Jeez.
Like a vice onto your wrist.
Damn.
The one that Douglas froze into the ice is still stuck there, struggling to get its way out of there. The other one charges at Cranston. 11 hit.
Nope.
You dodge out of the way gracefully.
Don't even.
Right into the path of the other one. And then you dodge that one gracefully as well.
Pretty spry for an old guy.
Cranston, your turn.
There's two right in front of me then?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to Thunder Wave him. I'm going to cast it as a level 2 spell.
Wow.
15 damage unless they save.
What's the save DC?
14.
They both failed, and one gets pushed back. The shockwave rippling the entire marsh.
There's not really anything for cover here, is there?
Just those big fronds, actually.
Oh, I thought they were all baddies. There are some real fronds?
Yeah.
All right, sure. So I'll continue moving back away from them, get kind of behind a frond or something.
Okay.
And shoot a Bardic Inspiration to Horik.
Douglas, you're next. Douglas, you got that one that you still have frozen in the ice, and one that Cranston just blasted back, and one that Horik is currently fighting off.
Okay, the one that just got blasted back, I want to cast Ray of Frost upon.
Okay.
24.
That hits.
3 damage, but it is a negative 10 feet speed.
Oh, so it's slowed right down?
Yeah, that actually, 10 feet speed.
That actually is enough to kill.
Oh, okay. He's so slow it dies.
Yeah. It's so slow it just drowns.
It's like a shark that never stops.
Yeah. That's what it said.
Is there any even left alive?
There is the one trapped in the ice and the one that Horik is fighting. Rye.
Rye springs to attention, recognizing the last active one has taken a bite out of Horik several times, and jumps up and just sort of swings from a vine.
Sure.
And just lunges forward with his rapier.
They should make a book where that happens.
Rye of the jungle.
Go ahead and roll it.
19.
You hit.
12.
Did Z's.
Boom!
You guys make quick work of the remaining Dimetrodon trapped in the ice. Excellent work.
Leanne slumps to the ground.
Is it possible to harvest these guys at all?
You guys start kind of taking a look at them, taking a look around the area around them, and you quickly find the remains of previous adventurers.
Gold?
You find 69 gold pieces.
Whoa!
Nice.
Lee, sitting on a stump, says, let me know if you find a potion.
When you're non-combat, you can take a short rest. It's a short rest. You can spend your hit dice. You have your level 3, so you can spend up to 3 of your hit dice to recover hit points, plus your con modifier.
And you get extra hit points resting around me, because I'm so charming.
You're a good friend to have around.
Yeah, I try.
But I mean, can we harvest these dinosaurs?
Yeah, for food, for meat.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
That's yeah. more what I was yeah. wondering.
Everybody else okay for healing?
Horik's yeah. gonna heal as well.
You guys find some dry land to set yourselves up on for the evening.
Gross.
As you are finishing up your tasty Dimetrodon dinner, you receive a message.
Ooh. Oh.
A flying monkey lands in the middle of your camp bearing a scroll. It hops up to the middle of the group.
All right, I kneel down.
Chirping friendly. Passes Leanna the scroll.
I give it a little tussle on the head and I take the scroll.
It holds its hands out for a tip.
I put 2 gold pieces in there.
It clasps them tightly, tucks it into its little pouch around its waist, and then flaps its way off.
Whoa.
What do we do with that 69 gold, speaking of which?
Well, now it's 67. Yeah.
Well, that's coming from yours.
Were you not going to tip? Are you one of those people?
I was going to give him some food or rations.
Leanna, you unfurl the scroll, and there is no text on it, but it's like some sigils on it. They start to glow, and they start to lift off the page, and you hear Syndra Sylvain's voice.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
Crew of the High Havoc. I regret to inform you that Haxail is not well.
Believe yeah, we knew that.
I believe that he will pass before the night is through.
Oh,
you guys we didn't know that.
What a roller coaster of emotions!
He's not well.
Imagine the letter like stops as they're like, stop interrupting me and let me finish.
I can't hear you.
Haxail is not well. I believe that he will pass before the night is through. The disease is taking its course on all of us here. I myself am growing weaker by the day as well. I know that you have traveled for a long time with Haxail and Darg. If there's anything that you wish for them to hear before he passes, you can write it on this scroll and he will receive your message.
Oh, that's really thoughtful.
But the monkey flew away.
No,
it's a magical
message.
Scroll.
Magic scroll.
Oh, there we go.
Haxail, I'm not giving up on you. You've passed before and come back. This time will be no different. I'll see you when I see you.
Nice.
No one filled the sails.
Let's try that
the
again.
End. Guys! No one filled the sails. Can someone please fill the sails? We totally forgot.
Guys, if you use the last sail, please fill up the sails when you're done.
I ran out of room.
This isn't like a chore list.
You kill it, you fill it.
All right, let's try that again.
I completely forgot what I was going to write.
That's what you're writing down.
You were just drawing, right? Can we come scrolling. Back to you?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Cranston, the scroll gets passed to you with the quill.
Yeah.
What? That's all you said?
We're coming back to him.
Okay. He had a moment.
And he'll get a do-over. All right. We'll try again.
Haxail, no one could fill the sails with magic quite like you could. Hold on for life a little longer as I held on to the rigging as I flew in the wind that you blew.
It was a great blowjob.
I like that. It's like got a little bit of rye. Like, Rye self-aggrandizing in there. Yeah. I like it.
XOXO.
Your lover, Rye.
Cranston writes, Haxail, thank you for giving me a chance when no one else would. Tell Darg to get off his lazy butt and start working on some, getting some money so we can have another ship when we get back. And ciao.
Nice.
Ciao.
Arrivederci.
Horik writes, Haxail, you and Darg set me free. I hope soon we can set you free.
Aww. Nice.
Horik Jones.
Horik Jones. Sincerely, Horik Jones.
Nice. Nice. Excellent work, guys.
All right. Hey, it's me, Douglas, your best friend.
Hello, friend.
Hello, good
friend. We haven't met yet, but if you ever come back to life, you're going to love me.
Yeah. One magic man to another, and I do like some symbols that only magic people can understand.
Nice. I love it. You settle in for the evening. Memories of Haxail floating through your dreams, and the sun sets. We'll see you again next week.
House of Bob is sponsored by Ian at Legend 7 Brewing. The music in this episode, including Twisted, Double Drift, Serpentine Trek, Lightless Dawn, Industrial Cinematic, Plaint, and Brittle Rill, was produced by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Bye! Bye.